I want to talk about golf, the LIV Tour. You might have heard about this LIV Golf Series that Greg Norman got started with the backing of Saudi Arabian billionaires, which sounds pretty exciting. Many of the PGA Tour professionals, including Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman last week, the Aussies, have joined the tour. And it's set to revolutionise golf. Does golf need revolutionising? It just seems, tradition is probably important in golf. But there is a brand new tradition, a big, exciting announcement for those playing on the LIV Tour. This is Greg Norman himself in a press release. This is the shark himself describing the brand new innovation on the LIV Golf Tour. Ooh,
short, short. It's official. As of tomorrow, LIV Tour players will be able to wear shorts, the first league and tour to make it official.
Wow. Wow. Well done, Shark. Apparently, the big innovation in golf with this billion-dollar tour is that the golfers in a summer sport are able to wear shorts. Come on, Shark. Come on. I mean, that's not even innovative. I mean, cricket beat you to it. Remember, the Victorian cricket team wore shorts in 94, 95. That was 30 years ago, Shark. You think this is... I like golf. I do. I don't particularly like watching golf, I must admit, but I don't mind playing it. I'm not very good at it, but I don't mind playing it. But I don't play it because it's sexy or exciting. I play it because it's kind of the opposite of that. Can't we just lean into the fact that golf is meant to be a bit serene and a little bit boring and technical? And can't we just accept golf for what it is? Do we need fire machines and explosions? What's next? Women wearing shorts on the... They're going to have a women's tour with the shorts? Probably not. It's funded by Saudi Arabia, so unlikely, but you know. Secret Sound coming up next, but first, the girls just want to have fun too. Cyndi Lauper, 18 to 8.